I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of people face an uncertain future in Sudan. Many of South Sudanese ancestry may be forced to leave the north and move south. According to a recent Barnabas Fund report, up to 700,000 people of South Sudanese descent have lost their Sudanese citizenship. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says this has had a negative impact on the church in the north.
People who were born there and never lived anywhere else left have been leaving over the past year and a half, anticipating this could happen. So there are a lot of churches there that have been depopulated of their members.
Next, even though Urbana 12 sounds like a long way off, registration's now open. What is it? It's one of the largest student missions conferences in the world. This year, over 18,000 people are expected to gather in St. Louis, Missouri from December 27th through the 31st. Since InterVarsity Christian Fellowship started it in 1946, over 250,000 people have joined God's global mission. Find your calling. Get prepared. Start with 12. We've got the link at our website. And Haiti experienced significant revival over the last 2 years, but church growth has got to be met with trained leaders in order for it to be effective. Greg Yoder, not me, but with Christian World Outreach, recently returned from Haiti to help conduct a leadership conference. Now, usually the conference is only for elders and pastors, but this year there was a need to branch out. 160 pastors, youth leaders, worship leaders, and more gathered to learn about unity. Yoder says that togetherness is especially vital for the church in Haiti.
What's going to show and really make a difference in Haiti is when the churches come together and work together and show that to the rest of the country.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people in North Africa and the Middle East and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.